Hello, dear listener. I know what you're thinking. Usually you get these really clever, if I do say so myself, elaborate intros that are mocks of something else. And during this episode, you'll think, wow, that would have been a perfect intro. Why didn't you do that, Sabrina? And to you, dear listener, I say, please listen to the end, because there was no way to do it well without copyrighted music, and so I'm not putting it at the beginning because it is not done well, but I encourage you, I plead with you, for the sake of my comedic genius, please, please listen to the end.
Hey friends, can I regale you? That night on the road we pushed through with no sleep and just a few things it taught me.
Coming together naturally. My name is Adrian Lawrence, pronouns he, they. I am your humble dungeon master.
Hi, my name's Lucy. I play Anita Christie. Both our pronouns are she, they. And Anita's, she's mad. But you know what? She's going to rechannel that anger because someone inspired her.
Hi, my name is Alex Saulnier McKinnon. I am the guest, and this week I am playing Captain Janara Brigham. I'm just here to inspire our adventurers on their best, most creative girl boss path.
Hi, my name is Henry, aka Hen, and I play our chasing rogue, Tolodar O'Lauren, and we both use he, they pronouns.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jaden Stark, and I play Nero Snow, your favorite elven bard who came back from the dead, and now we're about to find out who the fuck I really am, though, or at least part of it. I'm nervous.
We are all sweating, I think.
It's going to be a fun time.
I am sweating and I don't even know y'all.
I just naturally perspirate. Thank you.
All right. We're going to go kind of like That's a Raven style zoom into Nero's eye.
I love it.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
You smell scents of heavy wood. Everything's kind of blurry. It turns to a deep green and brown. As you open your eyes, you see yourself in a forest. You look around. It's a bit of your half your body was in like some sort of like overgrown kind of roughage in this area. You turn your head. You start to see that the trees above seem very tall, but you start noticing little huts, and you get kind of closer, and you kind of stand up, and you hear somebody from behind you. It seems like they're addressing you, but the name seems fuzzy, and they're like, hey, you okay?
Oh, yeah, kinda.
Oof, saw you fall from all the way up there, trying to climb back up there to the treehouse, but whew, that was a close one. You could have been 6 feet deep.
Yeah, and I guess the fall must have really been bad. I'm okay, I think. Just to make sure, what's your name again?
You, as soon as those thoughts kind of hit your lips, you say the name Draco.
Draco. How do they look like? Can I see how they look like?
Yeah, you start to see this like outline of a body. They're, as they kind of grab, like, your arm to kind of lift you up, you feel, like, roughness and gruffness. As you stand up, you see that y'all aren't tall at all. Y'all are short. This is your childhood that you're seeing right now. Things start to kind of, then you see this kind of, like, the what you thought was hair outlining, the colors start to fade in from like this weird fuzzy gray to all of a sudden red, kind of enveloping the top of the head, horns, and you start to see a face of a dragonborn.
Are they like also a red dragonborn or?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's Draco. Yeah, I guess I was trying to climb it. Can I look at what I'm wearing? What am I wearing? Can I see it?
Yeah, you're wearing this kind of like this brown shirt. Very kind of like loosely made. It seems like it's kind of fitted, but not really. Some pants. And you see that Draco has very similar, but like because of his roughness, some of the edges of his scales have kind of cut into the clothing.
Are there other people around that are wearing similar stuff to me and Draco?
Starts looking around and you don't see anyone, but you hear small, faint voices from above. And you see somebody leaning out of the treehouse. And it's like, all you hear is this static and buzz. But you feel warmth. You get this memory and then it just cuts off and you start to feel like you and Draco kind of growing up together. You and Draco and a couple other fuzzy figures kind of like becoming older. And till your age you are right now, you go and you see this piece of paper and all you see, the details are all fuzzy and blank. And that's where your memory ends.
Sorry, I'm writing that down.
I know, it's all good.
Look at you actually taking notes. Also, look at me taking notes.
Yeah, this is... We're not missing a single beat.
We're not messing around now.
We're doing the math. But, so do I come back into, like, consciousness, or do I go, like...
You stumble backwards. You kind of, like, breathe in, just like...
I shake my head for a second, trying to, like, just absorb what I just saw. When I open my eyes, do I now see Anira, the captain, and Tol?
Yeah, Captain Janara, Anita, and Tol, yeah.
Okay, so you're telling me you've got a ring of your brother's teeth just in your pocket.
Did we notice that something definitely happened to Nero right now?
He kind of just like within an instant for y'all, just him just kind of like he was starting to explain the teeth thing. Mm-hmm. And then he just flies back all of a sudden. But see, y'all, it just seems like just
stumbles back.
Well, I mean, how would you portray it, Nero?
I feel like in that instant, like I definitely just take like a step back. I am out of breath completely. And I'm just, like, I start to shake a little bit.
In that case, Tol will, like, try to, like, catch you. And, like, What? Are you okay? What's going on? What happened?
I just stare straight ahead and I don't talk.
I know, Nero.
I just try to, like, rub your back. I'm like, you're okay. You're okay. We're here. You're okay.
Where's Draco?
Wait. Draco? Who's Draco?
I think I just... Can I have that back for a second, Captain, please?
She hands it back to him.
Do I feel anything again, or did the rumbling stop?
Rumbling's still there. It's lower at this point right now. And you kind of notice it almost like kind of slow down and speed up and slow down, and then it's not in an interval. It seems very random. There's no discerning.
I don't know exactly what just happened, but I think I had a memory or something.
Tol starts to like go to give Nero a hug and like waits to see if Nero will actually like accept the hug.
Nero is shaken and take a step back away from the hug. It's not you, it's just...
No, you're okay, you're okay. Do you want some water?
Where are we supposed to go, Captain?
Well, we're supposed to follow the road south and just take a look and see what's going on down here. But, Sugar, are you gonna be okay?
Let's just head south. We got a job to do.
You know, it does not help to just bury your feelings upon feelings because...
I know, but right now it's not... I am still... There's a lot right now, okay. And I just need to think.
Okay, well...
Okay. I'm going to talk about it. I'm not going to keep anything from them.
Okay.
Or from you.
That's okay. I at least understand. I think we all understand. Just know we're here when you're ready, okay?
I know.
Let's go then.
I'm gonna follow my ducklings down south.
I like being a duckling. That's fun.
Yeah, and we follow.
Can I be sort of towards the back of the group and cast Detect Magic?
A large, overwhelming pressure of magic is here. Like a humidity just rolling in from the coast. As you turn around, you feel it lightened up, but not by that much. And the path you're going is very, not clouded, but is heavier. And as soon as you feel that, like, wonderment of what the hell is all of this, because you're not just seeing one type of magic, you're almost feeling every type of magic.
Mm-hmm.
You feel this almost like a breeze of magic just fly by. And I want everyone to roll me a wisdom save.
Everybody?
Everybody.
23.
18? 19.
I also got an
18. 13. What was that, Alex?
Oh, no, I got a 13.
Oh, 13. Okay.
1-3.
Alex, you feel your hands start to feel a little bit different.
Oh, no, I don't like that. No, thank you.
And you feel a large amount of your training start to kick in. And you're like, something's messing with my, like, my body, my training. Like, something's going on, dude. I feel like your feet are heavier.
I'm going to do a couple quick steps. Can I
yeah.
Grapevine my way out of this?
You kind of do some quick steps, and you're, like, whatever had happened has already kind of come over you, so you're just, like, trying to, like, get back your footing, essentially, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything feels off. You feel like you can still work at your peak, but something is definitely going on.
Do I see anything, or is this just like the air?
You don't see anything, no. And you don't even feel a breeze. It was only visible because of the detect magic from Anita. You just feel like a pressure just kind of like overcome you. Like all of a sudden feeling ill.
I discreetly pull out my smelling salts and take a little whiff.
All right. Y'all proceed forward. And I want everyone except for Nero to roll me another wisdom saving throw.
Look, your girl's not very wise, so if we could quit doing that, this is going to be a much better experience for everybody, because the negative one is not happening.
No, no way.
Oh, no.
No way, hen.
I got a 7. It's not that bad, but it's bad. I got a 7.
I got a 2 - 1 for a 1.
Yeah. It wasn't that bad, but still bad.
I got an unnatural 20.
Right. Yeah, nothing happens to you. The other two.
Nero.
Uh-huh.
You see them both do the same thing you did earlier and come back, and some pieces fall into their heads. Tall. You remember things outside of Nero. Captain, you remember the name of your leader was Onyx.
Why didn't you let me fail?
Can I gather any other information other than a name? Do I remember what they look like or anything else? Just name.
Human, fighter, founder. And that's what you got.
Everything's fine.
Wait, what specifically do I remember?
Vixenford.
I remember Vixenford?
Yes.
What specifically?
Nothing.
Nothing. Do I just remember that I... Wait, because we haven't heard this name yet, technically,
right? You all of a sudden just feel like why haven't I remembered this before?
Okay. And it's simply the name. I just remember...
Right. You're getting bits and pieces.
So I just specifically remember the name Vixen Ford. Okay. Vixen, so I remember the name Vixen Ford, but there's also a feeling of why haven't I already remembered?
Why haven't I already known this? What's why?
Right, okay. There's a feeling of I should have known this, but all I know is a name, and I know the name is familiar somehow.
Right.
Do I see the magic go over them and then this happens?
Yeah.
So I'm just watching this okay, got it.
And I notice them getting a memory, essentially, because I already experienced it, and just the familiarity is what I'm gathering.
Them just, like stutter step or stopping in
place.
And just something just hit them in the face, but nothing visually on your end, Nero, had hit them.
Okay.
And you just is in the back and only seeing people kind of, like, halter. At something that nobody else could see except for her, because unless somebody, they're not telling you something, I don't know if you want to have trust issues right now, but they just stop and then just like keep going.
Coy question. When I remember the name, do I get a sense of like fear? Like, do I get a sense of what I'm feeling towards this person? Is it like...
It's a place, basically, not a person.
Place. And I know that. I remember, like, this is the name of a place.
You feel worry. I'll give you that.
Worry. Okay. So I feel, yeah, cool. I was just thinking more for roleplay reasons. So I'm remembering this, and that's, like, a worrying thing. Okay. So, worry. But, and I know it's a place.
Yes.
Outside of Nerum.
Hmm? Let's see.
Already, we roll natural ones. Come on. Everyone, roll natural ones.
I want everyone to roll me a perception check.
It's an 11 from Nero.
Jaden, I'm going to need you to not put that energy out here.
I got a nat one.
What did you say, Hen?
I got a nat one.
I also did too.
Oh no!
Plus five.
What have I done?
Jaden, this is your fine.
This is fine.
I got a six. I'm very distracted with this man's name in my head now.
I got an 11.
All right. I think this is fitting.
If we pass out again, I'm gonna punch someone.
Jaden.
Uh-huh.
Near the end, what seems to be like this valley in the distance.
Uh-huh.
You see a wavering within the your sight, almost like a mirage, where something kind of filters out. And past it, you see deep, deep red.
Just red? Just
like a burgundy within this clear blue sky. All of a sudden, just a splosh, a paintbrush stroke of red in the horizon.
Can I try focusing on it now? Now that I have a bit of its attention?
Yeah.
Okay. Should I roll for something for that, or...?
Sure, just roll again.
Okay. What am I rolling for?
Perception.
I rolled a 14.
You see... As you kind of get your eyes a little bit closer, you see a bit of flecks of different colors. But you start to notice that there's a couple... that's heading your way. And at first it looks like it's on the ground. And you start to see that it's kind of moving in a weird, like, bouncing way. But the closer and closer it gets, you start to see the figure kind of grow. You see wings and spines and this dark brown color. And you see a horns on it.
I go towards it. And I try to move faster than everyone to try to get towards it, or at least closer to wherever that direction is. No words unspoken, I just keep moving forward towards it.
Okay. Y'all move forward, and You see, is anyone paying attention to Nero?
Yes.
Oh yeah, you are supposed to pay attention to that arrow. I want you to roll me an investigation check, because you're not wise, right? And hopefully I'm helping you out with a different thing.
Well, you know, it would help if I rolled fine. Oh, 17.
There are some creatures encroaching on y'all's area. At first, moving in a direction that is not you, but have found notice in you, and then are headed to you. You need to get ready.
Do you see these hands? These hands are ready for you.
Huh? Sorry. Everyone else sees that, right? Those? What that is? And I point at what I'm looking at.
Do I know what type of magic or color of magic it is?
Far away.
Fuck. Fine.
But do we see, now that it's being pointed out, do we see that something's coming towards us?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah?
I was so scared that you were about to say, only Jaden can see it. He's crazy.
Oh my gosh.
How far away are they?
Like a mile out, closing
That's
in.
That's too far away. That's too far. I need them in 60 feet, please, sir.
Cool.
Should we hide?
You're on planes. You are not.
There's nowhere to hide?
I get my dagger out. I'm just like, I don't know about you, but we have to fight whatever the hell this is.
Tal gets their bow ready.
I pull out my warhammer and I'm like, time to displace all this anger I have.
Awesome.
I pull out my darts and I say, come at me, bro.
You have darts. Aww.
Pew, pew, pew.
All right. Awesome, awesome, awesome. As y'all are about to fight these distant figures.
And we're just getting ready.
Hey, friends, can I regale you?
Thank you guys for listening to Coming Together Naturally. I'm Jaden Stark.
I'm Henry, and I play Toledar.
I'm Lucy, and I play Anita Christie.
I'm Alex Saunier McKinnon. You can find me on Tales From and Dungeons and Degrees, anywhere pods are cast. You can also find me on the social media at Eloquent Mime.
And I've been your wonderful, traumatic dungeon master.
You can follow us on Twitch, Twitter, and Instagram at CTN_pod. If you're looking for more content, consider subscribing to us on Patreon, where you can listen to our after show, Unnatural and Uncomfortable. Thank you so much for Doc Harbor for our theme song and Gabby German for our cover art. And thank you for listening. Please give us 5 stars on Spotify if you can. Bye.
No, he can gaze into the future, and his life is not a breeze. And if you wonder what he's thinking, yeah, it's that his hands might freeze. That's so near.
In the future, he can't see.
That's so near. He's not mysterious to me. Joke is going to his head.
That's so near.
But we all know he isn't dead. Yeah. Yep, that's me.